Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We appreciate the fact that you've given up at least a portion of your Thursday night to be with us this evening. Anyone wishing to speak on a particular application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time. For those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few words to share with you regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way that we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. They will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We ask that you do not do anything to distract from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits or testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents at any time, but no direct questioning or cross-examination by the applicant or those in opposition of witnesses or the applicant will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary to do so. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We thank you, sir.